What up? It is your boy Les Nevertheless Thomas representing Grand Squad Podcast. I am here with my man Sam Bardoff. What's up, my guy?
What's good? How you feeling?
Man, I'm out here, you know, just feeling good. How about you, man?
No, we're chilling out. You're ready for the game tomorrow.
Ready for the game. Come on, somebody. It's going to be crazy.
It sure will.
So, Sam, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm originally from Florida.
Okay. What part?
Pensacola, right beside Alabama, like 20 minutes there.
You know, yeah.
I can touch it pretty much for the most part. I went to school for 4 years in North Carolina, played soccer there for 2 years, and then switched to cheer, actually, my last year there. I got my engineering degree there, and then I wanted to continue cheer, so I came here.
Okay, so that's how you got to Stillwater.
That's how I got to Stillwater.
All right, so let's dive into your childhood. So born and raised in Florida?
Born and raised in Maryland, actually.
Maryland. Okay, so how did you end up going to?
Ended up going where? Florida?
To Florida, yeah.
Parents just retired there.
Yeah.
South Beach.
I got you. So which one did you like better?
Oh, Florida.
Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I love seafood, so Maryland is pretty good.
With the crabs are.
Yeah, you can go get them live, man. They got wharfs there, man. Just, I mean,
so. No, yeah. You're not wrong. They're nice.
So, as a child, tell us, what was it like being Sam? You know, what were some of your favorite things to do and all that as a kid? Like, let's go back all the way to 5, 6, 7. Let's test a memory. Yeah.
My best friends, my younger brother, Isaac, and I, we did everything together. It was a great time. We would be outside. We'd go on our bikes wherever we wanted to go, play soccer. Soccer was both of our big lives.
Yeah.
We'd always go to school, soccer, our whole life. That's all we really remember. Soccer.
That's one thing I learned about soccer is like pretty intense, and it's serious. I mean, y'all have personal trainers. I mean, y'all do whatever it takes to get better. So I love that. I mean, like football and basketball, you usually can find that within a couple of miles. You know what I mean? But soccer is like y'all will travel.
We would travel 2 hours to some of our big league soccer practices.
Yeah,
like other day. Yeah, we go to D.C., so about like an hour and 10, 20 minutes every other day just to see either like a professional trainer or to our actual team.
Man, that's some serious
and
stuff.
And then we travel for just like when we're 15 to 18, you travel all across the East Coast to compete. We fly, drive a lot.
Now, what's the season of soccer and when you're younger?
When you're younger, it's still both fall and spring.
Okay.
But when you get older into high school, it is the fall semester.
Yeah. So you may go ahead.
For like high school ball, but then when you do like EDP and travel, that's the spring semester.
Okay.
So we're still playing year round.
Year round.
Yeah.
So you mentioned your little brother. That was like your best friend.
Best friend. Still is my best friend.
Still your best friend.
Still my best friend. Call him this morning, actually.
Now, if we was to ask him, hey, you know, what would you say about your brother Sam? What would he say?
I'm his man.
He would say, that's my man.
That's my man. Tell you what, yeah, I do anything for him. He knows that.
It's nothing like it. Now, how much older are you?
2 years. He's 21.
21?
Yeah.
All right, so you said soccer. Now, where did that come from? Was it your parents? Was it family members? Was it a coach? How did I get involved with How did soccer become a thing?
There's four of us boys from my mom
okay.
and my dad. So it was just easier to just throw us all in the same sport. Soccer, there's no throwing a ball, you know, it's just everyone in a glob kicking it. So the game will keep going on. I think it's just easier for them. And some of us picked up on it, others didn't. Mm-hmm. Me and my younger brother, we picked up on it like that and just went for it.
Was soccer the only sport for you that you participated in at a young age?
At a young age, yes. But when I went to high school, I did track and field as well.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So how old were you when you got to Florida?
I was middle of, so I was about 19. I was in college.
You were in college when you got there. Okay, so before that, so your childhood was Maryland.
It was Maryland, yeah.
Okay, military? Okay, yeah. So what was your favorite thing to do in Maryland? Favorite places to go?
Favorite place to go is the wharf. You said there's many wharfs, but there's a specific place in Leonardtown, Maryland called the wharf. And a lot of us friends would go there. It'd be a good time. Right on the water, go kayaking, swimming, whatever you want, fishing, and just places to eat there, you know, just chill out with all the folks.
Now, did it shut down?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It might have. I mean, I haven't been there.
I was there not too long ago, and the wharf I like to go to, and it's called the wharf, it shut down.
Really?
Yeah, so it might be something different, though. It's in Maryland, too. Yeah.
St. Mary's County?
Man, you don't know it more than me. I don't remember. I just know it's in Maryland. So I would go to Temple Hills, Maryland. So it wasn't far from there. Yeah. So, yeah. So you got to Florida at 19, yep. And then so let's talk about soccer, and then we're gonna lead it. Get into cheer.
Oh yeah.
But how did you end up going to college to play soccer? You were recruited. You was that good. You was the man. Like, tell us about that.
I wasn't necessarily the man. I went to a lot of ID camps, got a lot of offers to go to many different schools.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. You said I'm not the man, but I went to a few camps, I got many. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Humble guy. I love it.
But there was no school for engineering, though.
Okay.
That I want to get into. So, and at that time, when I was younger, I thought it was engineering or nothing.
Yeah.
And now I realize that business is great too. Business is also the way to go. People diss business a lot, but you can do a lot with business.
Yeah.
You really can.
But it's like a big umbrella where you can do a lot with it.
You really can. And you can, in the end, manage engineers, therefore make more money.
Yeah.
If you're good at it. But so I stuck. I got a lot of offers to go to different schools for soccer, but they only had like math degrees, business degrees, and I didn't want that. I want engineering.
Yeah.
So I said, enough with soccer, I'm gonna do my degree. I get to the university, I'm there for a semester, I decide to walk on the team. I walk on, I'm there for 2 years. At the end of, right before COVID started, I got a call down to the office, I was cut.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
It was a good 2 years, 2019, 2020.
Now, we're talking about the Tar Heels?
No, we're just talking about a little small D1 school, Campbell University. It's about 45 minutes from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly where it's at. So you got your degree from there?
Yeah.
You graduated?
Graduated.
So now how did you go into cheer? Did that start before you got here? Or?
Yeah, so I was a dual degree, actually.
Okay.
For engineering and business, because I, in the middle of all of it, I decided I like business as well. I'm a huge business-oriented guy.
Double major.
Yes. Why not? You learn as much as you can while you're young.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So I did that, did engineering, and then right after soccer ended for me, I had so much free time, I wanted to do something. I went out to some parties, Met this guy, and he said, hey, you should join some cheer. Joined the cheer team, try out. Whatever. A month later, I tried out, made it.
Because you're an athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, athlete.
Yeah, I'd be athletic for little schools. Once you get to these big schools like OSU, you actually have to be really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be really good to be
absolutely. Because we're the best in the nation. Right?
The best in the nation.
Period.
100%.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And so I did that for a year. And then last summer, I just wanted to change my life. And I just wanted to go somewhere different, not stay on the East Coast anymore. I've been there my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And some schools I was talking to, Michigan and Florida, and OSU popped up. And I was like, I want to go there. I took a trip out here for a week, 3 weeks before school started. I loved it. The team was great. And a week and a half later, I decided to transfer.
Wow. So, boom, you were looking at different schools.
Yeah.
You looked at O-State, the best in the nation.
The best in the nation.
You came out here for a week.
For a week.
Stillwater said, hey, this is home.
That's what I thought. I still think so.
Yeah.
It's great here.
So when was that?
That was beginning of August.
Okay.
I came out here.
This year?
This year.
Gotcha.
We started school 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later.
So you had to get everything together, hustle and bustle to get here?
I sold everything, shipped everything.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, so tell us, what is it like, we're not joking when we talk about us being the best, and cheer is like really hard. I think people look at it and, we don't understand everything that it takes to be the best, right? So what does it take to be the best? I mean, I know you gotta be skilled and you gotta have the trainers, but like, tell us the day in the life of someone that's doing cheer, like, tell us about that,
Yeah, I got you.
The workout, the mindset, some people go to sleep early. Like, what does it take?
So for playing soccer for so many years that I did and playing on the college level and then going to a completely different sport like cheer, soccer, I didn't have to rely. Yeah, you had to rely on your team, but you make yourself look good and the players around you, sure, But for cheer, you have to rely on another person as well. Mm. So you have to have that trust in the other person so you look good.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a huge thing. That's usually people really don't get that. Mm-hmm. It's a two-man team and also a 16.
So you got to worry about the person that you're with, but then also you got to match everyone else. Exactly. Yeah, that's hard to do.
It's a little more, I think. From playing soccer for my whole life, I think soccer is so easy. Also, it comes natural.
No, keep it real. I love it. You don't have to apologize. Like, if you know, I mean, you've done two sports, you can say this one is harder.
I think sure is much harder. I'll be honest. Yeah, sure is much harder. But for a normal day for cheer here at OSU is Tuesdays. We'll start with that. Workouts in the morning at 7 hour. It's a great workout. You know, everyone's pretty pumped to be there for the most part. It's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be there. I like it. It's great. We get done with that. Go to class. Practice in the evening. 2.5 hour practice.
Wow.
And
now how many days a week y'all do that?
Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday.
So people need to hear that, like, you know, I mean, you know, what y'all do at games and when you compete, it's not like y'all said, oh, we're going to just throw this together. Like,
we'd be working that.
Y'all are student athletes.
We are working.
People need to respect that y'all are student athletes.
And then on top of that, we go to everyone's game too. You know what I mean? We go to women's basketball, men's basketball, so wrestling, it's like, and football right now. So
workout, boom. Then we practicing, and boom. Hold up. On top of that, I'm a student. And on top of that, I got to go to your game. Yeah. I got to go to these other games.
I got to go to your games. I got to do my stuff at your games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love and respect and honor what y'all do. I mean, you know, I think about, and I try to put y'all as much as I can because the hard work that it takes, and y'all expect it to be everything and bring the energy, bring the hype and all that type of thing. So I really respect what y'all do. And if you're watching this, if you don't, you need to respect what they do. You know what I'm saying? Because if they weren't at a game, it'd be boring. Come on, I can say it. You can't say it, you humble. But I can get away with saying it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So you've been here now for what? Two months? Two and a half?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so tell us, like, what's your favorite place to hang out?
Yeah,
you haven't been here long, so I mean, it could be your dorm, yeah. it could be whatever.
It's probably one of the cheer houses. To be honest with you, you know, yeah. We all hang out there.
Yeah, because y'all like a family. Y'all together all the time.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, we together if we can. You know, I mean, if we have stuff to do, tests or whatever, we're gonna be out. But we hang out a lot for sure.
Favorite place to eat.
I cook out at home. I don't go out.
Really? It's
cheaper,
smart man.
It's cheaper that way. Cheaper. You know what I mean?
Smart.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. You, you know, born and raised in Maryland, went to Florida, went to school in North Carolina. What was your first thought when you first got to Stillwater? What'd you think?
Before I even got to Stillwater, I had to research where Oklahoma was.
Not gonna catch. And it's okay.
I was like, where is Oklahoma? You know,
yeah.
Like, what is Oklahoma?
Yep.
And then I get off the plane, I get here. I was like, this is Oklahoma. I ride at Tulsa. And I took a tour the next day. And at campus, it doesn't seem any different from where I've been, you know, from NC State or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when driving to Iowa State couple weeks back, I was like, I'm nowhere close to home. I'm nowhere close. This is crazy. This is just a bunch of fields and the sky.
Midwest is totally different than, you know, East Coast and Florida. Oh, yeah. So do you love the water? I mean, like, now, do you miss the water? Because Maryland, you have water. You know, you got the Potomac River and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Florida. So do you miss water? I mean, we got a lake.
We do.
I don't know why it's called Boomer Lake.
Boomer Lake's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Forget a boomer. not the person, but the
person.
Lake. In the school. But anyway, I want to make sure the boomers know I'm not talking about y'all. I want to get canceled. Don't cancel me. But do you miss water?
I do miss the water.
Yeah.
I would be on the water a lot for sure, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
I'll always be out there, me and my brother. Mm-hmm. No matter where, Maryland or Florida, always a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what's some of your goals? You know, you're here on a chair. What's some of your goals to accomplish while you're here at Oklahoma State?
Make cheer more well known for in the university. I think, like you're saying, like, most people don't really understand, get what we do and everything.
Yeah.
I can only do so much, but while I'm here, I want to help the program as much as I can to grow.
Yeah.
As much as I can. And just me as a person, get my degree, make friends along the way, make some, network a lot. Networking is key.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just hopefully leave a really good impact on the school.
Yeah. You been to Oklahoma City a few times?
Never been.
I mean, you got to go to Oklahoma City, bro. Come on.
My friends be telling me to go.
Yeah, yeah. Oklahoma, I mean, I live in Oklahoma City, and I'm a big fan. I'm an Oklahoman. I love Oklahoma a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I love Stillwater. So, favorite place to eat?
In general,
I know you said you eat at home. But
yeah, I do eat at home.
What do you ever go out to eat?
I do go out on special occasions, you know, when I bring someone special out there.
So, you know what I'm saying? Somebody give you $50 gift card, say, man, go grab you some meat. Where are you going? Are you going to the grocery store to get groceries?
I mean, hear me out.
Yeah.
No, if I go out somewhere, I'd probably go to some Italian restaurant, you know, something local around here. No big chain. Something local, something nice.
Yeah. Sometimes that'd be the best food.
Man. A lot of food.
Yes.
Spaghetti stuff.
So your first game, man, you know, first game that we had in September, what was your thought? I mean, because it's one thing to be on the campus, to practice cheer, be around people, get to know people. So what was your thought when you was like, when you saw all the fans? Because, I mean, this year, you know, this is my seventh year, and I noticed the energy was different this year. And what I mean by that, like, the energy before the season started was, like, I wouldn't say an all-time high, because that would, you know, some people be like, you know, it's like arguing who the best, LeBron or Michael Jordan. But I just noticed the energy was really high. In the first game, there was a lot of energy in every game. There's been a lot of energy. What was your thought when you walked into the stadium and you saw all the people? What were you thinking?
I was thinking I was going to have a good game. I don't know, just with all the energy from the crowd, it gives me more energy, and I just knew everything was going to be a great game. You know what I mean? It's from the school I came from, very small school, 3,000 students, something like that, very small. coming to here. Was it 40, 50?
It's something huge.
It's a lot. And seeing everyone out there.
Yeah.
This is going to be a different experience. And it was the best game of my life.
Did you catch yourself like looking like, man, this is a lot of people?
When I first got out there for pregame, right before Pete got on the field and everything, you know, he did his thing. Just looking around.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. You know, it's just different. Most people that are in the stands, they're never even in the field, you know, they don't get to see that.
Yeah.
They don't really understand, and I never understood until I got there. It was just very mesmerizing, you know, all those people there.
Yeah.
Crowded in one little section, looking down at the field, it's mesmerizing.
And looking down at the field, and you're right there, where you're a little nervous, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you have to kind of get over yourself a little bit, you know, because you still perform, you're performing.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah.
You're performing, you got to be on point, right? You know, so were you a little nervous?
Yeah, should I be honest with you?
Yeah, be 100%.
I was not nervous at all.
Really?
No, I wasn't nervous.
You seem like you a laid back dude anyway.
It's no big deal, you know. Yeah. If I do it at practice, why can't I just go on the field? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Practice make perfect. So y'all practice a lot.
Sure do.
You know what I'm saying? That's cool. So do you have, you know, I know you've been here 2 months, do you have like a most memorable moment or anything, or anything, you know, what about at a game? What's something that happened where you were like, dang, I remember that? What about a game? Oh, so here's the thing, yeah. A lot of people don't understand that y'all don't really get to watch the game. Like, people ask me all the time, like, man, they say, man, you got the best seat in the house. But I'm like, there's so much going on when you're on the field. Like, we don't really get to kind of take everything in like someone who's watching the field.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, we just see because we're on the same level too. You don't really see as much.
Yeah.
Honestly, from staying a little higher up. And like you said, there's a lot going on. We're listening to coach. We're listening to our teammates. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do at halftime. Not halftime. Like timeouts. And
timeouts,
stuff like
yeah.
Right. So all we really see is, oh, they went up. They did a first down. Oh, yeah. They got a touchdown. OG2, he did something great. You know, that's really all we kind of see.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite experiences probably while being here is Homecoming Hoops was a good time.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was fun. Homecoming Hoops was on point.
Yeah, it was. We performed too, which was great. You know, first time performing as a team.
Yeah.
Really got to see how we were going to do in Nashville.
Because you've been practicing, but now. So you tumble and you're doing all this.
Oh,
stuff.
I don't tumble.
Oh, okay.
I still the girls in there. That's
all. Okay, I'm about to say,
I'm
man.
I'm a stunter boy. That's
I got you. So explain that, because like this is a cheer 101. You know, everyone that's watching, they don't understand. That's why I'm asking some of the questions I ask. So, like, So doing stunt, like explain that to people.
Okay,
what that is.
Okay, so
what's the difference?
I'll break it down a little more, just all the way down. So you got three different types of guys.
Okay.
You got tumblers,
uh-huh,
who just tumble. They just
flip their body. They just tumble.
They just flip their body. That's all they do for us. Then you got the stumblers. They tumble and stunt. That's
what's called stumbling. Okay.
They tumble their body and they can throw girls in the air and do everything that they need to do. And then there's the stunters, who are generally they're way better at stunting than the stumblers.
Mm-hmm.
And we just throw girls in the air.
And y'all gotta be strong, you know what I mean?
Gotta be strong.
So tell us about, like, man, you know, man, I be seeing y'all, like, y'all do the whole, I don't know what it's called.
When awesome.
You
see
it, awesome. Yeah, awesome. Man, that right there, explain from a person that's doing it, because, like, when I look at it, I'm like, how in the world are they, if I just think about me holding a 50-pound dumbbell or 75 over my head, how are y'all, I mean, is there a certain posture, strength, practice? What does it take to do that?
We train for it. And one of the things in the weight room we do is we do the carries above, and a lot of the stunter guys, we're doing 90 dumbbells or above for that.
90?
90.
Come on, take a picture of that and let the other athletes around here see that.
90 pound for the walk back and forth. But we, you know,
that's tripping me out, bro. Like, I lift weights. I'm thinking about carrying 90 pounds. That's a lot.
Our best guy, he does 110, I think. 110.
110.
He walks that.
I'm going to have to see if I can do that. I don't even know if I can get 110.
You got to lock your arm.
I probably need to put a helmet on if I'm going to do 110. I don't want to get hit in the head, bro. All right, so, man, I'm going to, you know, ask you a few questions. You know, everyone know about Mount Rushmore. So what would you say your Mount Rushmore of cereals? What's your Mount Rushmore of cereals? Come on.
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp?
I like Cookie Crisp a lot.
Cookie Crisp go hard. I don't eat it, but it's good.
It's okay, you don't eat it.
But you know, it's okay, though.
No, it's okay. You just got to put them in the bowl. You got to make sure you eat them in like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
if
you can't.
Get soggy because they're kind of thicker. If
that's probably.
Soggy, it's just not good. You got to pour it in. You got to eat it.
You got to go right away.
I'm going to try that.
What's your next three?
Oh, okay, next three. We're going to go probably classic Cheerios.
Okay.
I like Cheerios.
I like Cheerios, too.
Yeah. The big family box, you know.
And the big bowl. You can have the big bowl, too.
Big bowl, big spoon.
Yep.
Called a shovel.
Don't give me a little shovel.
A little big spoon is called like a shovel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's what my dad called it.
You just taught me something, bro. I even go with the tablespoon. Is it bigger than a tablespoon? You got a teaspoon, tablespoon?
You got the shovel.
Bro,
it's just a big spoon. It's more like a serving spoon for like. It's just kind of like a little smaller than a serving spoon, but bigger than a normal tablespoon.
I need to get one of them because when I eat cereal, bro, like I.
You want a lot.
I get what I can, but then I put more while I'm still eating. Mm-hmm. That's probably why I ain't got.
I need to get a shovel.
So okay, so you got you said Cookie Crisp, Cheerios, two more.
I'm gonna go with. Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch?
But that hurts the top of my mouth.
So I think it's everybody.
I got to wait a little bit for that one. So you got to make sure you play the game right. You know, play the game right for that.
Yeah.
And then the last one I would go with, it's tough, either Life Cereal or Crave.
Life Cereal? Okay, yep.
The cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Has to be cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Has to be. And or Crave. Have you heard of Crave before? Crave Cereal?
No.
It's like a, kind of like a, it's like a pillow. Inside is like a chocolate.
Huh.
But in like cereal form.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of that.
That's good.
I'm going to have to check it out, though.
You should.
I like cereal, bro.
Yeah, cereal's good.
So do you like football, basketball, professionally?
I like football a lot. Professionally.
Football a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So Mount Rushmore, football.
So I'm from Maryland. So I'm with the Ravens.
The Ravens?
The whole way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ravens is, I mean, we got
number two right now, I think.
There's a couple of players from there from O-State as well. So,
yeah.
What's your Mount Rushmore of players of all time? Football. Top four.
Well, when I would watch it religiously with my dad, huge name for the Ravens back in the day was Ray Rice and Ray Lewis.
Okay, Ray Rice, running back. Ray right. Lewis, one of the arguably best linebacker ever.
Yeah, both of those guys were idols for football.
For football.
For football.
We're not talking about personally. We're talking about football.
Exactly, football. There we go. Keep that
we're going to stay out for the personal.
Yeah, there we go. There
yeah, we're talking about just football. For people watching, we're talking about football. We're not talking about what they do in life.
And are we sticking with just the Ravens?
Or anyone.
Anyone. Anyone outside the Ravens team. Well, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
He's just a, you know, superstar. You know what I mean? Most people don't like him.
He's not human.
He's a winner.
What?
He's a winner.
Like him or not, no. If anyone has anything bad to say on his football skills, they are hater.
Yeah.
I'm not a Tom Brady fan, but I respect greatness.
Right. You said Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. One more.
One more. Terrell Suggs.
Who?
Terrell Suggs.
Shrugs. Okay. Shrugs. He played on defense.
Yep.
Yeah,
defense.
Yeah.
He
was a monster. He was nasty. Yeah, he was nasty.
He'd always sack them crazy, bro.
Yeah.
He tackled them bad.
Yeah.
Him and Holiday back in the day. Like
yeah.
2017, 2018.
Yeah.
You go crazy.
Yeah, man. I'm a Broncos fan, and we're not good right now.
Holiday used to play for the Broncos.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I need to get back into it, man. So. Man, it's been great having you and talking to you about your life, man. So that way people get a window onto what it's like to be Sam and cheer and how you even got to cheer. That's cool. Most people don't even know that you play soccer.
Yeah, probably.
So it's all about, you know, being here is all about people getting to know you as a person. But we want to make sure that they can stay in contact with you if they want to. So do you know your social media handles? You know, Twitter, yeah. Instagram? Come on. Yeah, tell them, man.
Instagram.
You'd be surprised how many people I ask and they'd be like,
No, it's just Samuel Baldauf.
Now spell Baldauf.
Baldauff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sam Baldauf is how they follow you. And that's on
Samuel.
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 Samuel. Okay.
The whole name.
We just learned it. His name is Samuel.
It's Samuel.
Come on, man.
Samuel.
Yeah. There we go. So that's
on. For every social media you want. Any social media you got me there.
Samuel Baldauf.
Easy.
Make sure y'all go follow my guy, you know what I mean? And high five him and everything. Now, real quick question before we end this. A lot of times we see y'all with tape on your finger.
Yeah.
What is that for? The reason I'm asking that is because, like, someone who's watching probably have no clue, you know, why y'all wear tape.
So on the fingers or around the wrists and hands?
Yeah, both. I've seen both.
Okay, so around, like, the wrists and hands just keep us so... We don't jam our thumbs and we don't break our wrists when we lift the girls up and everything.
Okay.
But for the fingers, that's a special...
It means something.
It means something.
Okay, that's cool.
The letters on it mean something. If you see us do this, there's only a couple of guys that are in this thing.
Uh-huh.
And if you see us do this, that means something big just happened kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just something that a couple of us are in kind of thing.
No, I'm asking. Remember, this is cheer 1-on-1.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I've been here... This is my seventh season, and I don't think I've ever asked that question.
Yeah, it's the letters for us is MFFB.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do that.
Okay, when I see that, okay.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So what happened if I do that? Will y'all be like, hey, you ain't part of the clique, you can't do that?
No, you totally do that.
Okay,
we'll put them on you. You can wear them if you want the game tomorrow. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. You got that respect.
You're going to have to tell me off camera what it means, though, first.
Yeah.
All right. Well, man, make sure y'all go follow my man. I'm Les, nevertheless, Thomas. It's been great hanging out with you, Sam.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Brand Squad Podcast. Absolutely.